Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In The Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Alexia and Marisol from The Real Housewives of Miami, because today is Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 3 premiere day, which they are on. You know, I saw the first three episodes before during this interview, and they're so fun. I mean, I think it's fun because each of these three different Ultimate Girl Trips we've gotten, they have distinctly different feelings and approaches and vibes, and this one's interesting because, you know, they're kind of in pairs, and three of the franchises have just sort of ended, so a lot of them are carrying drama into this filming that happened on their season. So it's kind of, intriguing to watch different women weigh in on the different issues from other shows. And I think Portia has been a really great sort of overarching presence on this show. I think she's been great. It's fun to have her back on TV. But, you know, this was just, I only had 15 minutes with Alexia and Marisol, so it was really just about Ultimate Girls Trip, asking them some high-level questions about it, kind of getting a preview of what's to come, what did they observe, what was their experience like. They're able to break the fourth wall a lot in this show, so we talked some about that. And yeah, it was fun to just sort of touch base with them about this experience. You know, obviously Miami's having an amazing moment right now, and they're a big part of that. So keep listening for my interview with Alexia and Marisol from Real Housewives of Miami, and also Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Stream Ultimate Girls Trip Season 3 on Peacock starting now, new episodes every Thursday. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Alexia and Marisol from Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Real Housewives of Miami. It's their moment. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So season 3 of Girls Trip, you filmed this sort of on the heels of Miami's triumphant return. You know, season 4 had aired a couple months before you guys went on this trip. And that was exciting in and of itself, obviously. But I'm curious if, like, being on this trip with a bunch of other housewives from other shows, did that solidify the feeling of being back and being, you know, just like in the spotlight really in a big way again? Did that kind of amplify that feeling for you guys?
Yeah, for me, definitely.
Yeah, of course it did. Yeah. And just the fact that Miami came back, we were already doing the comeback. We only had one season and we get asked to go on this girls trip. And just to have, you know, Miami there, you know, as a city, and Marisol and myself, I mean, it was just like everything. It was really, really a special
moment. Yeah, it was big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because it was sort of pairs that were put into this trip, but you're the only two that didn't have any, that weren't carrying any drama in with you. You know, you were, you're the two best.
Well, apparently we did. We kind of did. And Giselle helped us get it out. So
as Giselle is will do, you know, she's gonna get it out,
right?
So you guys do have a moment on this trip. You guys do have something that you talk through.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We do.
And is that, and like and you is, said, it's kind of like carried over from the previous season. And I felt like a lot of us, like Potomac, Salt Lake City, and Miami, had just wrapped up their season. So it kind of like transferred
came. Everybody
on.
Everybody came with their baggage.
Everybody came like with a backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but in this season of Miami, there's nothing really super apparent between you guys that we've seen, I guess. So is it something that we weren't really privy to yet?
It was something like you saw, but very quickly. It was kind of like brushed over, you know, brushed under the rug, whatever kind of thing. We never really addressed it. But, you know, I guess it was something that was like bothering us. But because we love each other so much and we're real friends, you know,
and kind of kept the peace and blew it off, you know, keep it going.
Right. Yeah. Yes. But, I mean, she,
I think that if Giselle, and I don't even, it was Giselle. She started that. Yeah. She picked up some cues and then she helped bring it out, which in the end was great because we got it over with, you know, we got it out. We talked about it. We got behind us and we moved on.
Do you feel like because of that, because you got through kind of a more difficult moment that maybe was percolating for you guys, that your friendship almost was strengthened by this trip?
I would say definitely.
For sure. Not even that moment. I think any trip, right? Like every time I'm with Marisol that we travel, either to New York, LA, wherever we go, and we like share a room together by choice always. Mm-hmm. And even though they book two rooms, we always end up in the same room together in the same bed and you just doing our hair and makeup together. We just like each other that much that we can do it and we have fun.
Yeah.
It was a little different 13 days. I love you, my friend, but 13
days
is like a lot.
It was a lot. It was a lot in the same room. Yeah. Everyone else had their own room and they went to their own room.
So they got some downtime, right? They got some downtime, but like Marisol, well, never
we
did. We would go back to the room
24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like in the same bed. We like slept in the same bed. We shared the same bathroom.
The same bathroom had like 300 suitcases because there was two of us, and Alexia packs like clothes for like months. Even if she's going with for 3 days. Like it.
Why not? Yeah. Hello.
Because you never know what I'm going to be in the mood for.
They should have given you Portia's room. She had that little separate, like almost like lounge area in her room. You guys should have gotten at least
that.
That,
yes. Port, that little circular.
That could have been like your, that could have been your guys' like solo time area if you had gotten that room. You
know?
Yeah, but we actually had the best room in the house.
Okay.
I didn't see Giselle's room, but I thought we had a really good room because we were in the good level. You know, it depends on like which level. I think Portia was on the bottom floor.
When you guys think about this group, because it's, I think that there's two ways of looking at it. One is that you put a bunch of housewives on a trip and you're bound to have drama, right? But in these first three episodes, we've seen that Giselle is somebody who is willing to sort of instigate and get asked the hard question and get people to talk about things. You know, you guys waste no time getting into the drama on this show. So do you think that that was because of Giselle, or do you think it's because it's just the nature of putting housewives on a trip together?
I think Giselle had a lot to do with it, like the timing. I mean, I feel like eventually, because we all are housewives and we have that in common, we would get there.
Right.
Giselle just helped us get there sooner because she was like, you know what? We have 7 or 8 days and I want to get to know all of you ladies.
Yeah.
And you know what? Somebody has to start it. So
No, totally. I respect the role. Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, the biggest difference other than the crossover element of these girls trip shows is that you can talk about being on the show. You're kind of free. You're freed about, you can talk about the experience of being a housewife, relationships with producers, even like it's very much like stripping the fourth wall down, which we don't see a lot on Miami. And so can you talk to that freeing feeling of just being able to just discuss kind of anything under the sun?
Yeah, that's amazing because I mean, the amount of things we were able to talk about our show and problems we had with people on our show. How great is that?
It's just refreshing. It's like a relief. Yeah. It's like you can talk about something and not say, oops, I said that.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's just like freestyle. It's like everything goes. It's like you can say whatever you want. We're like freestyling the whole time. And, you know, it's accepted, you know, and it's like people want to hear it. So, it's a totally different experience.
Did anything you heard about other people's franchises or shows kind of surprise you or feel super different from your show? Or was it mostly similar experiences?
We're going to have both. Sorry, what did you say?
I thought it very educational, like all the things about the Mormons that we didn't know was super educational. Right.
No, but about the fourth wall, like talking about, like he says,
like the process
did you find
of
out,
the
like
shows.
Any information? Yeah. Right.
Well, there were things that.
Well, I think Leah went a little bit too far about like her, she shared like her story and about production and stuff. So for me, when we're in the sanctuary, that was like a little rough.
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We were like, what?
And
that didn't make any sense.
Yeah. So that struck me a little bit because we can talk about it, or at least she can talk about it. And I think we all kind of felt surprised, you know, that she would say something like that.
Right.
But as far as us went, it wasn't like that. For us, it was just like, we got to talk about the show, but it wasn't like we were not trying to throw anybody under the bus.
No. You guys were more talking about just like your experience as housewives and what it's been like kind of sharing your story. And you know, it's clear, I think it was clear when you guys were on Watch What Happens Live together, a great episode of Watch What Happens Live, by the way, you know, it was clear that you guys didn't have the best experience with Leah. I think that's pretty, it's kind of true that I've kind of picked up on things with other people on the cast as well. Was the catalyst for that when Alexia, you were telling your story about your life and she was like, I'm bored, and kind of out of nowhere she said that, was that sort of the catalyst for
No,
I think it started from the beginning. I think as soon as she showed up, right, as soon as she entered the house, it was like her energy was low.
And I think that everyone was starting to feel resentful because she would show up, cause some trouble, and then she'd feel sick, and then she'd get a day to rest. And everybody, we were working really hard. We were all exhausted. It was 8 weeks straight. And she kept taking these breaks, and everyone's like, what the we're all working here. We're all getting paid the same, and she's resting. And you know, I think people were getting angry at the fact that she kept getting these breaks, or I don't know.
Right. No, I mean, I think it had a lot to do like with her attitude, just like showing up, and she wasn't right. like in the right energy. She wasn't feeling it. And I think that that's at least what I got from her. Okay, so if you don't want to do this and you don't want to be here, why are you here? There's a lot of women that would love to be part of this group and have this experience together. So like that's like what I felt from her. And then with in regards to me and her saying that, I found it super ironical and hypocritical when she was on the bus earlier with me in the Sprinter saying you know, how much she admired me and she respected, you know, what me opening up to the world and, you know, sharing my story. So I just found that Leah one-on-one was a lot better than Leah in a whole group situation.
Right. And Alexi, I mean, you know this, but like your story is not boring. So that must be the first time you ever heard that.
That's why honestly. I didn't even take it offensive. You right. know what I mean? It's like, that's what happens in my show, Gibson. I've they throw that. Things out there to me and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, not even reacting. Like, right. I'm not even reacting. Like, you know what? You're the boring one. Like, you're kind of like, it's a self-reflection on her. Like, there's one thing that's not boring about me is my life, whether I like it or not.
100%.
But yeah, on the other hand, she's very boring. So she needs to have these moments, you know, where she's, you know, calling attention to herself being Leah.
Got it.
And, you know, I was surprised by that because I honestly thought I was going to be, you know, friends with her, but it was right. always like she was wanted everybody to feel sorry for her kind of.
Another thing I'm curious about, because again, you guys are OGs of Miami and you've been in this world for a long time. And some of the women on this trip are newer housewives. They've been around for 3, 4, 5 years, maybe. And so I'm curious.
Oh, well, not according to Giselle and some of the girls. I don't know if that came out. Did that come out?
Giselle had a comment in one of her confessionals, but you know, she's been on her show for, I guess, almost 8 years now, but like even, years. But I'm curious if you notice any sort of differences between some of the more established housewives and some of the newer ones who don't have as much experience on the shows. Like, is there any difference in the approach or anything like that?
I don't really watch any of the other shows, so I don't know.
But even just like from your time with them, did you find any sort of?
I think more than that, than the time on the show or OG, I think it has to do with the character and the persona.
Yeah.
Like Giselle, whether she has one or two seasons, like she was like born to do this. Like she's like, you're going to listen to her, whether she has one season or 10 seasons. And I think she's always been that girl. So I really don't think it has to do with how long you've been on, but rather who you are, who you are as a person and your personality.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So when you look at this group, I mean, it's already fun 3 episodes in, but was there a certain friendship or connection either that you two made or you saw somebody else making that felt the most surprising to you or unexpected to you?
I mean, I love the connection that we made with Giselle and Portia. I really enjoyed like being with them.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Like, you know, we had a choice to go on this Sprinter or on the other one. And we actually always gravitated towards each other. The four of us always would end up in the Sprinter. So, you know, I think that maybe took away, it's kind of like you're setting the tone, because if you always go with the same people, it's kind of like, oh, that's the little group versus the other group, you know? So totally. We know that that's how these things work, but there was only 2 buses and we had to divide that way. Mm-hmm. But I really liked all the girls. I mean, we rode with Candace and Leah. We had great conversations with them. I felt like our one-on-ones were a lot better and stronger. And I think that that's what would connect the most versus like the big group that it's so hard to get a word in. I mean, everybody wants to say something. Everybody starts screaming over each other. It's like a big mess.
Mm-hmm. It's also interesting because it's like with the Leah thing, it's like you have these great little moments with them, like in the van or whatever. And then the big group settings, that's when it sort of maybe it changes a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, it shifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. We have time for one more question, but I personally want the cast to remain the same. I'm so happy with everything that you guys are doing.
So do we. Yes.
Does that reflect what you guys want as well?
Yes.
Yes. We think we have, and we know that we have, you know, an amazing cast. I think all the girls show up, work, deliver. They're all very interesting. You know, we have a lot of, you know, great things going on in our lives that are very relatable, you know, with the rest of the world. And I think that's why we have like, I don't want to say the number one housewife show.
Well,
but
I'm not blowing
people
smoke,
are liking us.
To me, to me, what's happening in Miami with season 4, season 5, and hopefully going forward, it's lightning in a bottle to me. There's something really special about it. And it's kind of hard to put into words, I think, but it's working really, really well. And it's been so fun to watch you guys. And I'm so happy to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for your love and support always.
Of course, always. I'm excited for everyone else to see Ultimate Girls Trip. This interview is coming out the day of the premiere. So, you know, another great season in the books for you guys.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Talk soon.
Thank you.